Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning and welcome on this Monday morning, this beautiful Monday morning here on KCNR, also streaming on KCNR1460.com. You can always go back to our archives and hear wonderful shows. We want to thank Sue McLean always for the Sue McLean News Hour. It's always informative and cheerful and lovely, and we just think she's amazing. While you're in here, I want you to say hi.
Oh,
let's get you on. That's all right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Grab some headphones. You know, it's so different when you come at, like, doing the news, because it's pretty, you know, I try to be cut and dried.
Yeah.
You know, and it's hard because sometimes, I have my own personal opinion. And when I started talking about Doug LaMalfa, I became very emotional.
Yeah.
And the reason why it's, I thought it was this past weekend, but I've been so sick and my weeks
just
kind of, you know how it is.
Right.
They kind of go one into another when you're under the weather.
Right.
And I thought it was Saturday. I thought I missed it. So I'll be able to go down and
it's next weekend, correct?
Yes.
Yeah,
and you have to have tickets.
Okay.
So if you wanted to
in
go.
In Chico.
At the fairgrounds in Chico.
Yeah.
So
appreciate you. Carl's on assignment today. So I said, no problem. I'm going to come in. Friday I missed because I had, Alliance Heating and Air, and they started at 8 o'clock. And they had to replace the decking. I mean, there was all kinds of messes underneath the house from the floods and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so that's all good. But, so today's MLK.
Yes.
It's Martin Luther King Day. We have some, history on here. We're going to talk about that. But what, you know, week been before this? I mean, we're starting on Monday, but the week before, besides being sick and trying to stumble through or muddle through, what's been like the big thing for you?
The big thing for me is just, for me, it's church, celebrating life. I had the grandkids come over, and they're wonderful, and they're 13 and 6, and they're just the kindest, most gentlest souls, and I decorated the house for Valentine's Day, so they were able to come over, even though it's not Valentine's Day yet. I love the holidays. It doesn't matter what holiday it is. I will celebrate. St. Patrick's Day is coming up. We already have the hearts all are up at work. I still have more. I didn't realize I left them in the car, and I was like, I've got these hearts, and they've got flowers on. So I'm just that person who just
I think that's wonderful.
A little overboard for the holidays.
No, it's okay. It's okay. Bring it on. And, you know, I love the fact that, you know, you're the elf that came and fixed Christmas all up, and it was so wonderful. And I don't know where it's very difficult to figure. We've been here, we've been there. Wanted to share with you that on a Saturday night, Carl emceed, an event that took place in the Eagle Room. Now, I'd not been up before, the Eagle Room at Wind River. Nice space upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And it was for the Backcountry Horsemen. And we talked about, sold out. They had to turn 10 people away. And of course, this is an organization, that we're going to get way more involved in because these are people who dedicate, they don't get paid for this, you know, they dedicate, you know, stock and gas and manpower. They're the people that go up, plant the fingerlings, clean out trails where trees have fallen. They go in there and no, there's not electric. You don't have any gas powered or electric, chainsaws. This is all by hand.
They're not allowed.
Yes.
It's not allowed in this back country because they're trying to keep it pure.
Right.
And that's one thing that is so great because, and as I mentioned, my grandkids, my granddaughter I said, when's the last day? Because they have horses. When's the last day you rode? She goes, 2 days ago. She's six. She's like, I'm going to be the queen.
Okay.
But the fact is that here's these people don't know what goes into keeping the environment as beautiful as it is. And especially, you know, on these trails and keeping them clean. And, you know, when there's also a risk of wildfire, this also helps too.
Right, right. They clean it. They showed pictures. They did a display. What do you want to call it? Like a computer, whatever you put it together and get pictures. And so I thought that it made it go extra long, but they said, well, we were kind of worried. I said, you know, but the visual aspect of what you guys do. And then there was somebody at our table said, oh, come on. you guys go back there. They said, no, it's all by hand.
All by hand.
And then we have to drag it up by mules.
See, how classic is that?
The mules. It's all about the mules. I mean, there was mule this and mule that. And then they drag it up by mules. And these guys, one guy is 80. And the other guy's like in his 70s. These are the guys that took us up. And you think, I said, oh, my God, Carl, when these guys go, who's going to be the new blood that comes in that's got that kind of energy and dedication? That's going to be, oh, I just bought this. And then they show this one mule that they call him the pole mule, or the stick mule, because that's all he does is sit around and hold the sticks and the, and they said he's just, they bought him last year and they said he's just great. He just stands there and lets you put poles on him because they need to erect whatever they need to do to cut stuff down.
Mm-hmm.
It's just amazing.
It really is. And to see, you know, hopefully the next generation is going to pick up that torch. And, you know, by opening it up to, yep. you know, the younger generation who may or may not even have heard about this
yeah,
organization
right.
and still see how much they've been doing. And, you know, I'm telling you that hard work keeps you young.
Yeah. And I don't think there's any sick days with these guys. And they said it that their work is double next year. So we got the list of some of the stuff going on. And I know that Carl, because my dad's birthday and my dad's going to be 95 this year, falls on the 4th of July, but they do these fish plants. So, there's going to be one that's up 1,000 Lakes. Is there a place called 1,000?
Yes.
That's going to be on the 10th of July. So Carl's going to go up, spend the night, take the horse. I may go with him. We'll have a big story to talk about after that. If so, because there'd be a mule involved and just going up there and they find that they have a 98% rate of the fingerlings being able to survive if they go up on in the cases on the mules as opposed to being dropped. You know, I said, why don't you just go up with the helicopter and drop them? Because most of them die.
Oh.
So that was an interesting stat.
I didn't know they dropped them by helicopter.
Well, I mean, some people,
I thought they brought them in, you
they
know,
do.
These big, you know.
They do, but
containers.
People, yeah,
and,
so people were saying, well, why don't you just drop them by helicopter? That way it doesn't, you know, have 20 people.
Well,
like,
I don't know, you know, having fish hit the ground like a bullet. I don't
yeah.
know. I think that, like you said, if they just pour them in gently,
yeah,
it's a little bit different than
98% success of
yeah.
them doing it that way.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, yeah.
So
little things like that you learn. All right, so your kids and celebrating and all that stuff. Sue, you're
yes.
so great, and you always bring in such great energy. And, so, you know, we know that today is, Martin Luther King. So a lot of people are off. It was like interesting driving into work and the streets were
You're
vacant.
You're like, what is today? Oh, it is a holiday, you know.
So, the holiday observance will be held, today at the Sequoia Middle School Performing Arts Center beginning at 10 a.m. So when the show's over, head down there. The event's going to be open with a prayer circle followed by a march to the courthouse. A mini march will join the procession at 10:35 at the first, you know, United Methodist Church on East Street at 10:45, and there'll be a bell ringing followed by celebration honoring Dr. King at 11:30, and lunch will be provided at 12:30 p.m.
And that is wonderful. It is a
yes.
good day to take a moment. You know, if we're working because this is our way of honoring him
yeah.
to spread the news and
right.
the information. Like, hey, this is a day you want to take, you know, just a moment because he impacted so, so many lives.
You know, when I looked, up, you know, stuff about, you know, information on him, it said that, of course he was an American civil rights, activist and a Baptist minister. He was the leader of the civil rights movement from 1955 until his assassination in 68. He advanced civil rights for people of color in the United States through the use of nonviolent resistance and civil disobedience against the Jim Crow laws. But if you see his speech on the, you know, in Washington, many people of all colors attended that, speech because he moved America in a way of, it's not just about black and white. It's about everybody needs to be counted as an individual. He led marches for the right to vote, desegregation, labor rights, and other civil rights. So that's why he oversaw the 1955 Montgomery bus boycott that was the first president of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, leading the successful Albany movement in Albany, Georgia, and helping to organize nonviolent 63 protests in Birmingham, Alabama. Later on, because I was looking up this earlier, and we're going to talk about that when we get back from this break, about what is CoinTelPro And that was interesting to look that up because remember during the days of Hoover and the tapes and everything that had to do with anybody who, like, stepped out of line, the power of Hoover, if you've ever seen any documentaries and stuff on him. So I'll tell you about COINTELPRO. I think that's it, COINTELPRO. I don't know how you say it, but a little bit about that after we get off the break because he was an object, and many people were, you know, for maybe being possibly communist ties, spied on his personal life and secretly recorded him. You know, where are those tapes today? I don't think anybody knows where those tapes are today.
Those tapes have been smoked.
I guess.
Gone.
Or in there's some vault. And maybe it's like the letter is in the fourth and the fifth generation. They're going to be held over people's heads. Who knows?
They're probably with Jimmy Hoffa at the bottom of the Hudson. Yeah.
Oh, is that what it's supposed to? Is that where he was supposed to be? I thought it was like third base at the Yankee Stadium.
Oh, I don't know.
We'll see. Are you a sports fanatic?
I am.
Oh, did you watch games?
I haven't. Oh, this past weekend?
Yes.
No, super swamped. Got the kids.
Got it.
Grandkids.
Okay. Doing hearts and getting ready for the leprechaun.
I am, actually. And we went getting ready for leprechauns. Yeah, actually went to Trader Joe's and picked up some. Yeah, the kids can't have any of those dyes. And we try to keep, you know, the sugar out of their diets. And so we're looking all over, and Trader Joe's had those. So we've got these little great little hearts that the kids could actually have and celebrate. But it was just so much fun to see just that joy in the youth.
Good information.
And be excited about the future. I love that. And
well, will you stay over for the next segment?
Oh, I'll stay over.
All right. So, Alex, good morning. He's at the helm.
Good morning.
Thanks, Alex. Nice hat.
Yeah, when we take a break, we're going to come.
He's got a KCNR hat on. That rocks. I love that.
All right. When we come back, we are going to do some love with our sponsors. As Sue McClain is with me this morning. Carl's on assignment. This is Linda Butt here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. I got to do the weather next segment.
You do?
We'll be right back.
Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part of the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Indulge in an unforgettable evening at Turtle Bay's Chocolate After Dark.
Taking place two separate nights, Thursday, February 5th and Friday, February 6th, from 6 to 9 p.m.
at Turtle Bay Museum in Redding. Enjoy delicious chocolate treats, fine local wines,
live music, and a fun night out. Perfect for date night or a special treat for you and your friends.
This 21 and over event is too sweet to miss and sure to sell out.
Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay Museum, February 5th and 6th.
Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Ready to boost your learning and earning potential? Shasta College can help. Full-time students may qualify for 2 years of free tuition to jumpstart a high-demand career. Pressed for time? We get it. That's why we offer 8-week compressed, cohort-based, and online or hybrid classes designed for busy adults. Spring classes start January 21st, so now's the perfect time to plan your next step. For more information, contact shastacollege.edu.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Rocky Patel Emerald. Coming in at number 6 on Cigar Aficionado's Top 25 with a 95 rating, this box-pressed cigar offers great combustibility, a smooth draw, and delicate flavors of ground coffee, hickory, leather, and spice. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has stood for more than just a store. It's all about neighbors helping neighbors, families growing together, and communities thriving. And now, that tradition is here in Reading. From feed and garden supplies to tools and pet essentials, Grange Co-op has what you need. With service you can trust. Visit us today at 55 Lake Boulevard. Grange Co-op, trusted by neighbors since 1934.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
All right. Good morning on this Monday morning. This is Casey and Arlinda Bach-Carls on assignment, but Sue McLean is sitting with me this morning, and I'm so happy. I'm just so happy. You're infectious.
Thank you. Oh, right. That's a good thing.
You're infectious.
Infectious smile.
An infectious way.
Infectious joy.
You're infectious.
Like Anna Marie.
Yes, Anna Marie. She's going to be with us in a minute, but first we didn't do the weather, so would you please read the weather brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Okay, today, Martin Luther King Day, Junior Day. Sunny with a high of 69, north winds around 5 miles per hour with a low of 43 and partly cloudy. Now tomorrow and for Wednesday, partly sunny and a high of 65 and a low of 45 tomorrow. Then temperatures right around 63 for Wednesday. Thursday's high 66 and mostly sunny and a low of 42. Friday, Saturday and sunny. Sunday, sunny, 64 for Friday, 61 for Saturday, 60 for Sunday, with overnight lows dropping down in the low 40s. But right now, it's like 35 degrees.
Beautiful.
It is cold, but it's cold. Great.
Yeah, it's a great time to be out riding and doing some, you know, raking or whatever you're doing. So
Taking
your dog for a walk. It's brisk and it's beautiful.
Yes.
That is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Every time we do the weather, they are our weather sponsor located in Anderson, a veteran-owned business, 365-3793. Speaking of sponsors, Siskiyou Insurance is going to bring to us our updated calendar for the weekend. Anne Marie, the one and only Anne Marie, reads that for us. What did you find out for this weekend, Anne Marie?
Well, good Monday morning, Sue. I am exactly like you when it comes to the holidays. In fact, my daughter and son-in-law are visiting right now, and we are celebrating Christmas.
Oh, my goodness.
We have the tree and all the decorations up, not only on the inside of the home, but we still have everything up on the outside of the home as well.
And, you know, you work around family.
Absolutely.
And yesterday, my Aunt Polly, she had been out. She wasn't feeling well. So we had a little Christmas again at our house yesterday.
I love it.
And, you know, and celebrated Valentine's.
Yes.
So it's just, that's how it works sometimes.
Yes, so that's, I love that Christmas. Christmas goes on forever. Christmas is all year round. Depends on your heart, how you feel about it. Okay, so what's going on that we need to know about in the Reading and the North State area, Anne Marie?
Oh, absolutely. Well, quick shout out to Rebecca and Sean. Good morning, guys. And today is Monday, January 19th. It is National Imagination Day, National Popcorn Day, and it's Martin Luther King Jr. Day. There will be a service celebration in honor of Martin Luther King Jr. And Linda mentioned this earlier, but I'm going to touch upon it again. For those just tuning in, it's going to be at Sequoia Middle School Performing Arts Center located at 1805 Sequoia Street in Reading. The event will run 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The theme of this year's event is Mission Possible, Building Community, Uniting a Nation the Nonviolent Way. The event is being hosted by Dr. MLK Jr. Center Reading and Reading Recreation. Again, that is happening this morning starting at 10 a.m. Also, in honor of Martin Luther King Jr. Day, over 200 of our state parks will offer free vehicle day use entry on Monday, January 19th. For more details, check out California State Parks on Facebook. The city of Shasta Lake is going to close Lake Boulevard to all traffic except emergency and authorized personnel starting tomorrow, Tuesday, January 20th, through Friday, April 17th, 2026, due to the water tank construction project. Now, for additional information, contact the City of Shasta Lake Public Works Department, 530-275-7400, or visit cityofshastalake.gov. On Wednesday, January 21st, enjoy the Eagles tribute, Take It to the Limit, at the Cascade Theater located at 1731 Market Street in Reading. Performance time is 7:30 p.m. For tickets or more information, visit cascadetheater.org. On Thursday, January 22nd, head back to the Cascade Theater in Reading to see all the festive pageantry of the Peking Acrobats from the People's Republic of China. Tickets range in price depending on your seating preference, and more information can be found by going to cascadetheater.org. You can also view additional upcoming programming there. Just a heads up, that ticket sales for the Burns Night Supper presented by the Shasta Celtic Society is now closed. This event will take place Saturday at Wind River Event Center in Reading. If you would like to learn more about Shasta Celtic Society or other events, please visit ShastaCELTS.org. Tickets are on sale now for Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay Museum in Reading. Actual event will take place on Friday, February 6th from 6 to 9 p.m., but if you are interested in this event, you can get your tickets now. Tickets are $45 for members or $50 for non-members. All proceeds from this event will go to support Turtle Bay's educational programs and exhibits. More information can be found at turtlebay.org. Now, also this Saturday, there's going to be a plant workshop at Turtle Bay Garden Nursery, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Tickets range in price from $12 to $14. And the workshop will be led by nursery specialist Ed Thomas. Turtle Bay Garden Nursery is located at 1100 Arboretum Drive in Reading. This workshop will be held in the Turtle Bay Nursery classroom, and space is limited. For more information, give them a call, 530-242-3169. Vitalant is looking for blood donations this month. If you donate blood now through February 8th, you have a chance to win $500. According to the Vitalant website, every 2 seconds, someone in the United States needs blood. To learn if you are eligible to donate or for more information, visit Vitalant.org. This month, you can join the Winter Wheelers and Bike About Shasta group rides. It's free to sign up, and registration is easy. Check out healthyshasta.org for more detail. Winter Wheelers runs through January 31st. Looking for a job in the new year? CalVet Veteran Tomas California Reading is hiring. There are several current open positions. For more information, check out calcareers.ca.gov, and check out Veteran Tomas of California Reading on Facebook. The City of Reading has some new job listings online, and there are also multiple positions listed. For details, visit cityofreading.gov. And that is just a quick sample of things happening locally. I'm Anne Marie with your community calendar. Till next time, everyone.
Thank you so much, Anne Marie. We love your personality and your take. Thank you. That was so informative. And again, have a beautiful time with your family celebrating Christmas.
Enjoy, Anne Marie.
Yes. Brought to you by,
thank
of course,
you,
yes, of course, Curtis Byron and Siskiyou Insurance, located on Mistletoe Lane in Reading. He sponsors our community calendar. And so if you're looking for, you know, quotes, shop around for your insurance with Siskiyou Insurance. You can give them a call at 530-224-2345, or you can find them on Facebook or just go online. Siskiyouinsurance.com. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll assume McLean's with me this morning, and we're going to come back. We do have have Jeffrey Taylor. He's the director of a wonderful show that's happening right now. We're going to be talking about the Riverfront Playhouse. It's called Drinking Habits. I see a nun on the front with a wine glass in front of her. So this, you know, I think that Sue's going to love this as well. We're going to ask you lots of questions when you get back, or when we get back here on KCNR. We'll be right back.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
All right, how did you know I wanted to do this song? Alex has tuned in. Good morning, this is Linda Bott, and Carl's on assignment. So happy to be here with KCNR Free Fire Radio. And Sue McClain, the one and only Sue McClain NewsHour, decided to ask if she would graciously stay over.
And thank you. This is exciting.
Yeah, it's always fun. I love to have you be a part of it. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Always got to do a shout out to Four Winds Jewelry. In fact, I'm going to head over there today because, you know, I like to see have them inspect any kind of jewelry that perhaps, you know, during the holidays, mm-hmm. the disassembling and putting together and banging your hands around, so on and so forth. They're located at 2225. So I have them check prongs and clean and, you know, just look around and support them. Voted best in the North State now for the fourth year in a row. That's amazing. We've been with them for 18 years. They did our wedding rings. Four Winds Jewelry. That's Hilltop Drive, the one and only full-service jewelry store in Reading.
And I just gave them a huge plug yesterday with my aunt. She has a gold chain that broke, and she's had it forever. This is like from 1930.
Wow.
And she said, and she's, like I said, she's very old. And she said, what was the name of that place? She goes, Four Winds? And I said, yes. So she was already on it. But I just wanted to remind her that, hey, you can go down there and get your necklace.
And they're trustworthy.
They are.
Yeah.
And so, and if you have a diamond that's loose, they'll put the same one back in. They won't put in it. You know what I mean? They're very, they're very trustworthy.
There's been times I've had like prongs in the past that have been worn down. And from your naked eye, you can't see it, but when they put their loop in, you know, then they can say, oh, you know, this is worn down and it's loose. Oh my God. You know, I mean, that's all you want to do is, you don't want to do is look down and see a stone is missing. And that has happened, to many people. I remember it happened with my mom's, wedding ring. She just lost a stone and who knows what she was, we were at the river or something like that. So, okay. So Riverfront Playhouse is, coming back with a great show called, well, let's just go right to the director, Jeffrey Taylor. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, absolutely. And now this, we are going to have tickets to. It's called Drinking Habits. Can you tell us about why it was chosen, who you are, and why?
Well, my name is Jeffrey Taylor. I'm a local actor, director, stand-up comedian. and I have directed shows all over the place, especially at Reading Performing Arts Center. I've never worked at Riverfront before, and they had an opening.
Love the space.
So I just I was offered the opportunity to do this, and it's my first time directing there or doing any work there. And I read the script, and I laughed out loud so much.
Oh, that's good.
It's a farce comedy. There's a whole lot of breaking the fourth wall, talking directly to the audience.
Love that.
It's not in the script, but it is now.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, Drinking Habits is a comedy about two nuns from a small convent that have been secretly making wine to save the church from closing. So you can just imagine what's going on. This popular wine prompts two reporters to go undercover at the covenant, at the convent in hopes to land
convent's
a big story.
Not coven.
Yes. Well, maybe they covet the wine. All right. While there, a new nun arrives and has caught the suspicions of Mother Superior, who believes she's a spy sent from Rome. How funny.
There's a whole lot of mistaken identity. It's a great deal of fun. We have people dressing up as nuns who are not nuns, dressing up in as other things that they are not. And the audience can tell, oh, I know exactly who that is, but not everybody on stage can.
Now, Sue, we know that you, we don't know, but you had just shared with me beforehand that you were thinking about becoming a nun.
I was, yes. I went to St. Joseph's School, and my aunt was a nun, Sister Paulette. And I was interested, and I talked to her and prayed about it, and then I decided against it.
You got married and had kids.
It wasn't my calling, and you have to feel called.
Yeah.
And I am still a believer. I mean, God is awesome.
Yeah.
But it just is one of those things, and, you know, I can totally identify with three things you talked about. Being, you know, wanting to be a nun, knowing so many, you know, because nuns actually taught most of our classes except for like 2 out of 8. And, just the humor behind it because, you know, they can have a drink if they wanted to.
Yeah.
It's just they don't. I mean, it's just not common. Some do, some don't. It's just up to the individual. Well, they're human.
Mother Superior in this case is very much against the devil's drink.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, cause I know at church on Sunday, you know, there's, you know, oh my God, Satan's bathwater. Is that what you said?
Okay. Next time I go and have cocktails, it'll be like, okay, here's cheers to Satan's bathwater. Okay, that's that.
So it sounds like this show is basically Sister Act meets Leaving Las Vegas.
What do you think there?
I wouldn't quite go that far. It's funnier.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Now, do you think, with your religious background, that this could be sacrilegious?
You know, it's comedy.
Yeah.
You just have to take it for what it is. It's not like they're going to, they're not bashing the church.
Right.
It's just,
it's not.
You have to accept it for what it is.
Right.
I think for so, for a few years, things were just so serious. Everybody
yes.
was worried comedy, like, hit the road. You know, hey, no, we don't, we're not going to laugh anymore. We're not going to talk about politics or whatever. But you just, you take it for what it is. It's comedy. Go there
right.
to laugh, not, you know, you're not going to, take it to heart. Just,
right.
just have
and it's
time.
That time of year when we need comedy.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah,
no,
right
nobody
after.
Wants to go to a tragedy or a drama in January.
Right.
We already had Christmas.
Right. We just had Christmas.
Let's have a laugh.
Exactly. You know? So
well, tell us
this is great.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about you, Jeffrey Taylor. I mean, you, this is really an honor, first of all, to direct at Riverfront
Playhouse. It absolutely is, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and then for them to give you that honor and that responsibility. What so far, I mean, did you, so you were involved with the casting. Are you pleasantly surprised with the talent we have here in the North State?
Oh, I mostly cast my friends.
Oh, really?
That seemed like the best way to go about it. And
so you just go home and say, hey guys, we're doing a play.
Yeah, we're having so much fun. And that's what's going to make a big difference for a show like this,
mm-hmm.
is that the audience is really going to feel that the actors on stage are really enjoying themselves. They're having a fun time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that the audience can feel.
I love it when you draw on the audience.
Yes.
And it isn't just you're performing for them. They actually feel like they're a part of it. And I think that's so important that actors can do that and just make it feel like an experience, not just, oh, I'm watching this and this is great, but just that whole experience that they can take away.
Yeah. And as I mentioned, there's a whole lot of breaking the fourth wall. Anybody who's not familiar with that, the fourth wall is where the audience is.
Right.
And so there are times when an actor may stop what they're doing and speak directly to the audience.
So be prepared.
I love that. Okay, so now we've got tickets to give away. And before we do that, if you've never been to the Riverfront Playhouse, now is your chance to go and laugh and enjoy something. But when you go to the Riverfront Playhouse, it's more than just the theater. They have a room in the front where you can have some hors d'oeuvres and a cocktail, non-alcoholic beverage, whatever that is for you.
Some wine.
Yeah, and so it's exactly. The devil's, what's it called again? The devil's juice.
The devil's hair tonic.
The devil's, okay.
Satan's
bath water.
Satan's bath water. Ooh, okay. Gotta write that down.
Beelzebub's toilet.
Okay.
Depends on how much you drink.
Right, right. So anyway, it's a beautiful experience.
We're getting calls on this one.
I know. I do love the Riverfront Playhouse and how hard, the Riverfront Playhouse, how hard they've worked to build this, theater and experience. So we've got tickets to give away. I'm going to give 4 away so that if you want to go and take your neighbor or your friends, these will be for January 23rd and or January 24th at 7:30 and, or January 25th at 2 p.m. So for those people who maybe can't drive at night and want to go to a matinee, that's always great because a lot of people have eye problems. They can't drive at night, so they go in the day.
The matinee is a great option for a lot of people.
You can,
if you are a churchgoer, which if you're coming to see Drinking Habits, you may well be, go to church, have lunch, and then catch a show.
There you go. You've got the whole day planned.
Congratulations. I'm so glad you came in this morning
and
talked with us about the show Drinking Habits and Riverfront Playhouse. I've never seen anything there that's subpar. It's always been excellent.
Yes, and I try to make sure that any time that I'm directing, it's not good enough for me to have a solid show. I want an exemplary show, and that is exactly what this already is. And we have our preview on Thursday, the pay-as-you-can night, and then we open Friday, and that's when these ticket giveaways are for.
Right.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Well, give us a call here at 605-4567. And we have Alex standing by so you can get 4 tickets to go to this wonderful event. We know it's a holiday. A lot of people listen to us on the way to work or the way to school. So why don't you give us a call this morning? We'd love to give you 4 tickets. That's to Drinking Habits, a wonderful comedy at, Riverfront Playhouse. And we appreciate you, Jeffrey Taylor, the director of our show. Thanks for coming.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. And like I said, we're going to take calls at 605-4567 for four tickets to Drinking Habits, a funny, wonderful comedy about two nuns from a small convent that have been secretly making wine to save the church from closing. So how funny. And you're right, Jeffrey, we need humor right now.
Absolutely.
On that note, we're going to take a break and be right back.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Carrie Grell. From the heart behind Organic Pilates, I want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created for intentional living. We offer apparel, wellness, and everyday pieces designed to support how you move and how you live. Harmony, where movement meets intention. We're located at 1264 California Street. We're in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to welcome you in.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at GormanCompLaw.com.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Good morning and welcome back to our Monday edition here. It's Martin Luther King, his birthday, which is a national holiday. And we appreciated Jeffrey Taylor's, the director of a wonderful show, coming up a comedy. Alex, who did we give the tickets away to?
He's coming.
Oh, sorry about that. Rob Jarcia. Congratulations.
Okay. Rob, come by 1326 Market Street and get those. tickets. Sue McClain is with me this morning.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me. So it's always nice to see a different perspective. You know, doing the news, it's, you know, a lot of it's serious.
And you come in super early and you get up super early and, yes, and really
and I
prepare.
Wake, you know, I get up super early, anywhere from 3 and 4, and then, you know, I only wake up until right at 8, I'm awake.
Oh, boy. Right.
The show is from 6 to 7. And sometimes, you know, it's a little sketchy, but it's never, you know, I just love what I do. So it's not like I drag my feet. It's just that I'm excited every day I come to work. And I think you have to love what you're doing, whatever it is. So anyway, a little bit earlier, Linda and I were talking about, was J. Edgar Hoover.
Yes.
And, you know, about his, we really didn't get into it, but we had discussed it when we were off air. And it just was really interesting because his lifestyle went against everything that he kind of went after.
Right.
You know, he went, what was it? Everybody's a communist at that time. And
yeah, yeah.
It was communism and everybody.
The Red Scare, yeah.
Yeah, the Red Scare. And so many writers were blackballed. Actors and actresses were blackballed. Anybody that had anything to do with Hollywood at that time, if you weren't, it's kind of like a giant clique.
Yeah.
And half of it, you know, went, oh, you're not part of our group. But then the other half was like, oh, well, you're going to continue in Hollywood. We're going to allow that to happen.
Yeah. I know, and Lucille Ball was caught up in all that. And then she vehemently said, I'm not a communist, until her dying day. And even her daughter cleaned up her reputation.
Right. And I think that, you know, at that time, it's really interesting what happened, you know, in history at that time, because he was the one that was probably, you know, he was the one that would, you'd go after, you know.
Well, they talk about the tapes, and I'm trying to find, it was called Coin Something, and it was an abbreviation of words that were used for a team of people that were put together under J. Edgar Hoover that went after people who they thought were red or communists or thought outside the box.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that when you think about anybody who thinks outside the box and is a leader and it shakes the norm, there was a period of time, and there still may be, I mean, for some people that, you know, they're a little left or they're a little out there and they're, and so I'm trying to find that phrase.
It's COINTELPRO.
Thank you.
That was it.
That was it. Thank you.
Okay. Do you have it? Did you bring that up?
I do. I'm looking to see what it stands for. 1 second.
Okay.
It's a counterintelligence program.
There we go.
That
yeah.
was it.
Yeah.
And so they went after everybody. They at the time in Hollywood who didn't follow the norm.
Yeah, it was called derived from counterintelligence program. It was a series of covert and illegal projects conducted between 56 and 71 by the United States Federal FBI, aimed at surveilling, infiltrating, discrediting, and disrupting American political parties and organizations that the FBI perceived as subversive. Groups and individuals targeted by the FBI included feminist organizations, the Communist Party, anti-Vietnam War organizers, activists in the civil rights and black power movements, student organizations such as Students for a Democratic Society, and Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. They even went back to the Green Beret, Mexican American group, like the Brown Beret, United Farm Workers.
Who was left? After all,
well, they also targeted the KKK.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right.
Did not know that. So, no. It just was, like I said, we had mentioned it earlier. It was just an interesting part of history how one person
yes.
has one perspective and everybody's got to fall in line with that perspective.
Right.
Otherwise, they're out in Hollywood. And I think Hollywood right now is going through a complete change because as much as we love the Hollywood glamour, mm-hmm. there's all of these movies that are outside the box, mm-hmm. that are independent films, that are getting just as much
right.
recognition. And so are those big figures. I don't know how long we're going to see these multi-million dollar contracts because we're getting into so many more people are breaking into the industry, doing things different.
Yeah.
Whether it's they start off doing a podcast,
right.
then they become famous for that. You know, they're an influencer, then they become famous for that. Then they break into the industry. And I just see more, I think, in my personal opinion, changing more towards, you know, the TV, the series
yeah.
that you see
mm-hmm.
on
right.
Paramount Plus
with wonderful Academy Award winning actors that don't care if they have a bit part.
They love the show.
Yeah.
You know, and like my favorite right now is Mayor of Kingstown.
Yeah. Oh, I love that.
That's a good one. That's good. Landman is good too.
Landman, yes. I watched them both.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And, you know, Jeremy
Taylor
Renner.
Taylor Sheridan.
I know. Yep. You know, Jeremy Renner does
yes,
such a great job.
He's so good.
Yep.
And, you know, there's so many actors that you could talk about, but, you know, very well rounded. And they're like, each one is like a small film in itself.
Yeah.
And that, before, you could only see that on the big screen.
Well, and, Mel Gibson and, Wahlberg have started a company that's, Patriot Films, I think.
Non-woke.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what they said. They call it non-woke.
Back to classy values, you know?
Yeah, so.
And even Elon Musk dumped $1 billion into that company.
Mm.
Elon Musk did?
Yeah.
Oh,
love that.
Wow, yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
But I just think it's all about entertainment. And let's make it about entertainment. Let's not do the political thing. Let's just keep that to ourselves and just be an entertainer and just enjoy what you do, because people want to see these actors that we haven't seen in years. You know, the one that he just joined Landman.
I know. Sam Elliott.
Yes. I've met him.
Oh,
and
wow.
I tell you, well, this was right after Mask.
Right.
So he was
delicious Mask.
After.
Yes.
He was so nice. But he was so nice and so kind.
Yeah.
And it's neat to see him still acting. And people want to see these actors and these smaller, it's not a smaller program, but venues, however you want to call it, is that you're giving these actors that we long to see a platform to perform.
Well, one thing about television that's different than movies is you have to shoot everything a lot tighter, so your facial expressions have to be genuine and heartfelt and emotional. So that's what gives it a little more intimacy on TV.
Right. Now, we were talking earlier, Alex, that you're involved with some films as well. And filmmaking here in Reading, but we were talking about Kathleen Kennedy, who is from Reading.
Yep.
Her father was a Judge Kennedy, and she's twin sister. Of course, she's Amblin Entertainment, and she was just stepped down from the Star Wars.
From Lucasfilm, yeah.
Can you share with us what that is?
I don't know exactly the reason why. I know that Disney in general has kind of gone off the rails the past couple of years, especially with you know, woke ideology and lockdowns and all that stuff. So people who are Star Wars fans are not Star Wars fans anymore, because the whole lore has been taken way off the rails.
Mm. It has.
And so they actually brought Lucas back. He's the head of Lucasfilm again. And he put a halt to all Star Wars projects except for one, because he wants to clean the slate off and get back to the roots of that franchise. So that I'm looking forward to that.
Wow.
Yeah. Me too.
Ryan Gosling is going to be the star of the next Star Wars movie.
Really?
And I think that's a good choice. Yeah.
Yeah, he was good in Deadpool. A little out there, little naughty. You know, kids should not go see Deadpool. But
that's Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, okay.
Sorry,
but they look alike.
Yeah.
I get them mixed up.
I get them confused too.
Okay.
So Ryan Reynolds, he's like a comedian. He was in Deadpool, and Ryan Gosling was in The Notebook.
And La La Land.
And La La Land.
Yeah.
I haven't seen La La Land.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to watch that.
The most recent Barbie movie. He got the only Academy Award nomination.
He was great.
Yeah, he was great.
I was really surprised when I saw Barbie.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking something totally different.
Yeah.
And I'm glad it was fun.
Yeah.
It was great.
I liked it because he went to Century City. I'm like, that's where I used to work.
Oh, yeah.
I know where all that stuff is.
That's so cool.
And
Linda, huge in entertainment.
Well, I mean,
Linda is a star.
Well, we lived, you know, of course, Alex and I were talking about where you worked in Century City. I mean, I was there in L.A. in the 70s. I can see a lot of the, on Lancashire, you see a lot of movies that cut films in that time. But, you know, you guys are going to love this. Today in history was when Lucille Ball welcomes a baby. On screen and off.
Oh, wow.
Desi Jr.
And she planned a C-section on I Love Lucy, but she, you know, she had the baby, of course, like we talked about on the air. It was widely credited as the first ever to feature a real-life pregnancy and childbirth storyline on TV. Why is this noteworthy? Because in the 1950s were such conservative times, we've been talking about that, that Lucy and Rico couldn't even be shown sleeping in the same bed. Remember when we talked?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, they had to sleep in separate
beds. Dick Van Dyke,
and a foot on the floor.
Oh!
Was that? I'm pretty sure that was like a rule back then.
Might have been. I don't know.
I don't know.
Well, she, with an audience of 11 million viewers within its first 6 months, wasn't most shows. That was like over 40 million people watched as she had the baby. That's a lot of people in those days. He was actually, maybe not the first baby born on TV, but it was a milestone, in the world of television land. So that goes on in this day in history. And, it's been so great having you here with me, Sue McLean. You're
amazing.
Thank you,
Linda.
And Alex.
Oh yeah.
We have a citizens, advocating respect coming on at the 8 o'clock hour. They're here and I'm looking forward to, I'm here. It's me, baby. So, finding out like MLK and some of the inside scoop about, what's going on in the North State, from their perspective. Thanks for being with us this morning and we'll be right back here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. This is Your Talk Radio. Thank you, Sue. Carl's on assignment. This is Linda Bott. We'll be right back in the next hour.
Sunday service at City's Church in Minneapolis yesterday.
So you can see the protesters here have gathered over here. They're in the middle of the church. So in the beginning of the church service, the pastor was speaking.
A description of the scene from a social media video post by the Center for Baptist Leadership from townhall.com. GOP strategist Aaron McGuire is calling for prosecutions of the protesters.
If there was attacks, if people broke the laws, not only should there be a thorough and full investigation, but the long arm of justice and the heavy hand of the law should be absolutely brought down on these individuals, and they should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
McGuire spoke with the Salem Radio Network. Spanish rescue crews are desperately searching for survivors at the scene of a deadly high-speed train collision left at least 39 people dead in southern Spain.
Video footage released by the Guardia Civil shows rescue workers evacuating the injured as they investigate the rubble. The collision occurred when the tail end of a train traveling between Malaga and Madrid with some 300 passengers went off the rails near Cordoba at 7:45 p.m. Spanish time. It slammed into a train coming from Madrid to Huelva, another southern Spanish city, according to rail operator Adif. The Spanish Red Cross has set up a health center in the town of Adamuz near the crash site, offering assistance to emergency services and people seeking information. I'm Charles Villavesma.
President Trump is threatening tariffs against European countries that work against U.S. acquisition of Greenland. The EU plans an emergency summit on Thursday to determine its response to the president's threat. A Nigerian lawmaker says more than 150 worshippers have been abducted in Nigeria after gunmen attacked several churches. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. Now that we're finally into the new year, a lot of us are thinking about taxes, home projects we've been putting off, ways to get ahead financially in 2026. Now's the perfect time to talk to my friends at Fellowship Home Loans. If you want to lower your mortgage payment, they can help you refinance. If you need access to cash for home improvements or to wipe out high interest debt, their fixed rate line of credit is one of the best tools out there. Fast approval, predictable rate, and flexibility to use your home's equity wisely. Remember, many people still qualify to skip their next two mortgage payments. Imagine starting big projects or paying down debt with 2 months of breathing room. My family and I have used Fellowship personally. I trust these guys. Take control of 2026. Go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/Mike G. fellowshiphomeloans.com/Mike G. fellowshiphomeloans.com/Mike G. Or call 800-510-MIKE. That's 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans. Mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers. DBA Fellowship Home Loans. Equal housing under NMLS number 819382.
Despite economic growth of 5% last year, China says its economy is facing serious challenges this year.
The key to the country's growth lies in exports and finding new markets outside the United States after Donald Trump imposed tariffs on Chinese goods. Beijing still has serious domestic challenges. A slump in the property market has many households curbing their spending. Local governments are deep in debt and youth unemployment remains stubbornly high. China has also recorded the lowest birth rate on record in 2025, despite huge government incentives to encourage more couples to have children.
The BBC's Laura Bicker.
A shooting at a town hall in the northern Czech Republic has left one person dead, four others wounded, including a police officer. Police say the attacker was fatally shot earlier today and there's no further danger to the public. News and analysis, townhall.com. Mid-sized cities all across the country are increasingly converting one-way streets to two-way traffic.
Transportation planners view this step as one of the easiest ways to improve safety. They also see this as one of the easiest ways to make downtowns more alluring to shoppers, restaurant patrons, and would-be residents. Almost all streets initially started as two-way before a mass exodus to the suburbs prioritized speedy commutes over walkability. Indianapolis is in the middle of a $60 million conversion effort.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. Hackers have disrupted Iranian state television to air footage supporting the exiled crown prince. The footage calls for security forces to not point your weapons at the people. This comes amid ongoing nationwide demonstrations in Iran and the crackdown that has left at least 3,900 people dead. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to this Martin Luther King Day, Observance Day here. This is Linda Bott. Carl's on assignment. We want to start right off with thanking a sponsor and talking about Shasta Regional right there. We're going to go there and talk about it's a great time to start a career in the healthcare industry, and Shasta Regional Medical Center has opportunities available right now. I had this conversation with a girlfriend over the weekend about the care of certain hospitals in town, and I know that I've spent time at Shasta Regional Medical Center in the hospital and know that it's great. Tuition reimbursement, 401k and more. The Shasta Regional is an equal opportunity employer. We're going to be talking about equal opportunity here in a moment. Become part of the team today and start making an impact on people's lives tomorrow. That's at Shasta Regional. Let's go into the weather. The weather is around going to be around 69 today with overnight lows of about 43. As the week progresses, it's going to be a little bit more chilly than what we've experienced here. Tuesday, 65, and Wednesday, Thursday, 63, 66, Friday, 64. And then we get in the lows on Friday of around 43, 64 high, Saturday 61, Sunday 60. So that's going to be like mitten weather, some, you know, stocking cap weather. But clear, no rain ahead of us. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where they always give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. Well, it's Monday, and we have a good friend of ours, Susan, from Citizens Advocating Respect. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you this
I'm
morning?
I'm good. All right. What do you have on your mind? It's Martin Luther King. You've got a lot of stuff to talk about, I'm sure.
Yes. But Martin Luther King Day, just to make sure that everybody knows that it's happening, and what's happening, they start basically at 10 o'clock and they have a prayer march to Sequoia from the County Superior Courthouse. Now, if you need a ride to the County Superior Courthouse so that you can walk all the way back, be at Sequoia Middle School at 9:20 and somebody will take you up to the courthouse for the march. There are booths at Sequoia from about 10:45 to 2. The bell ringing is at 10:45, gets everything started. Mm-hmm. There's performances by a variety of kids from a variety of places, just to entertain us while we eat lunch provided by the Asphalt Cowboys from 12:30 to 2. So I think it's a nice day. It's a pretty day. It's not going to rain or anything like that. And I think it's a great chance to get together. You know, some people may think that Martin Luther King Day was canceled because the President Trump sort of talked about that day. It's not canceled. He's just changed you can't get into a national park free on Martin Luther King Day and or Juneteenth, both of which are oriented towards the black population of our country. So that's kind of interesting.
I'm sure some people would say, what is that about?
What is that about?
Is that about, okay, so what is that about? Because that could cause a controversial, well, what else is new with Trump?
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, like, what else is it? Just that? Or have you canceled other Get Into Park Free days?
Just those two.
Only those two.
Only those two. And you know, that's kind of pointed. And it sort of brings me to the discussion of diversity, equity, mm-hmm. and inclusion. You know, it seems targeted to me against the black population, mm-hmm. which is too bad.
Yeah,
you know.
You could think that uh-huh. by those actions.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to hear why.
Yeah, I don't know why. I did see at the same time that I was looking at that Trump has made a holiday of June 14th, which is his birthday, and you can get in free. Get in free to the national parks. I think he was having a bad night and had to think of something
new to do.
I don't know.
But you know, the June 15th is Martin Luther King's birthday. So the Martin Luther King holiday always follows on the third Monday of January.
Right.
So why is it celebrated? King was the main spokesperson for nonviolent activism, leading the civil rights movement to end legal segregation and discrimination.
Mm-hmm.
He remains a global inspiration for activists and movements for justice and equality. And the holiday honors his I Have a Dream speech, his Nobel
That's right.
Peace Prize, and his pivotal role in passing landmark civil rights laws.
Right. You know, I mean, he worked really hard. He worked during that civil rights period. You know, the Civil Rights Act was passed in 1965. That's when Martin Luther King was very active in helping get that done. Trying to bring all populations. He wasn't just talking about black people, the black population,
mm-hmm.
but to have all populations work together. So this is a day of service. He called it a day of service.
Mm-hmm.
He was not about representing anything in particular, but he says, this is a day of service, a chance for us to all work together, to go out and to do things together, to plan, maybe plan ahead. I was reading that last year in Reading, there was a service project that involved two opportunities. One group would be cleaned along the roadside on Railroad Avenue. You know, that's kind of a difficult place. All the way from Sheridan to Buenaventura Avenue. And the other project that they did was to do garden projects at Providence Gardens on Railroad Avenue. You know, cleaning up, pruning a little bit, cutting things, planting things, that kind of thing. So I think that the purpose of Martin Luther King Day is not only a celebration of civil rights, but it's a celebration of how do we work together to get something done, you know. And to me, that's one of my favorite holidays. I mean, besides 4th of July with all the – I like the fireworks.
right, yeah, okay. Well, it's interesting because the establishment of a Martin Luther King Day was a result of a 15-year campaign advocating for a national holiday to honor the civil rights leader. The movement gained momentum after the assassination of Dr. Mm-hmm. King in 68, with various activists and organizations pushing for the recognition of his contribution to civil rights.
Mm-hmm.
In 1979, guess who passed the bill? It was introduced in Congress but faced significant opposition, was ultimately stalled, but public support of the holiday grew through the 1980s, fueled by grassroots efforts. In 1983, President Ronald Reagan
Signed
the bill into law.
Isn't that interesting?
A Republican president.
Right.
So,
and it was years for some of the states to come on with that.
I designated years. The third Monday in January as Martin Luther King Day.
Uh-huh.
So the first official observance of the holiday took place January 20th, 1986. The holiday has since become a day of service, like you said, uh-huh. encouraging Americans to engage in community service and reflect on Dr. Uh-huh. King's legacy.
Uh-huh.
I think
it's a good holiday. I mean, there are a lot of good holidays, but sometimes there's nothing sort of vital about
right,
it.
Right.
You know, this one, I really appreciate what people have a chance to do. So just to remind people today that it is today and it takes place mostly from 10 to 2 and mostly at the MLK Center out there on Sheridan. But what people will do is they'll walk from the Superior Court over to that mm-hmm. area. And I think they also have a shorter walk, but I'm not perfectly clear on that shorter walk.
We can look
walk.
That up. We can look up some of that stuff.
Yeah.
So, but here's kind of an interesting, little, we were talking about, like, how did this holiday come into observance, and in the history of how long it took for it to actually come into fruition. In 1979, on the 50th anniversary of King's birth, the bill finally came to a vote in the House. However, even with the petition of 300,000 signatures in support, the backing of President Jimmy Carter, and testimonies from Mrs. King, the bill still was rejected by 5 votes in the House. Republican Missouri Congressman Gene Taylor led the opposition, which cited the cost of an additional federal holiday and traditions that exclude private citizens from receiving recognition with public holidays named in their honor.
Huh.
Yes.
Hmm. Well, it's true that not many private citizens have days named in their honor.
Mm-hmm.
That's very true. But I think that he was quite remarkable during his life. And it's sad that he was assassinated, which makes him certainly a known private citizen.
Right, right. Well, we have more history when we come back after these messages. I'm here with Susan of Citizens Advocating Respect. We're talking about Martin Luther King and some of the walks that are going to be happening today. There's a longer walk and a shorter walk. We'll find out if we can look up the various areas, but we still want to drive home what's happening. And there is a park in town, right? Is there going to be an event at the park?
At the MLK Center,
yes,
at that park, yes.
Yes.
And this year they've moved to Sequoia because it's bigger.
Mm.
And so I don't think that people will be going specifically to MLK, to the center.
Right. It's a beautiful center. I voted there once.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. We'll be right back.
Keeping your head up above water, making a way when you can.
Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Ready to boost your learning and earning potential? Shasta College can help. Full-time students may qualify for 2 years of free tuition to jumpstart a high-demand career. Pressed for time? We get it. That's why we offer 8-week compressed, cohort-based, and online or hybrid classes designed for busy adults. Spring classes start January 21st, so now's the perfect time to plan your next step. For more information, contact ShastaCollege.edu.
Hey neighbors, have you ever wondered where you can find a store that truly feels like home? Well, look no further. Grange Co-op has been community-focused since 1934, and guess what? We're not just a store, we're owned by customers just like you. Yep, that's right. It's all about community here. So why choose Grange Co-op? When you shop with us, you're not just supporting a store, you're supporting a community. Grange Co-op has what you need for your home, garden, pets, and farm. Grange Co-op, where the values of yesterday meet the needs of today.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
I went into a church.
Well, welcome back to KCNR. This portion of the show is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance. Just saw Judy the other day, and they are growing. It's amazing. She said, I may have to bring on more people, and I'll tell you why. You know, with, there's a lot of stuff that's going on with the California insurance and what happens with Medicare, and that's changing all the time, and where you can get your, you know, home insurance. I know that she handles, you know, our business insurance. And a lot of people that are trying to figure that all out, they go into Maxwell Insurance. And it's, you know, it's a free consultation. She helps families, veterans, seniors, and business owners. And you know what? We love our local community, and it's wonderful when she says a lot of people come in because they feel like they hear you talk about it on the radio. We use them. We have been with them. They're amazing. You can get a second opinion or figure out what's going on with your retirement plan. And a lot of people are worried about what's going on with tariffs, what's happening, what am I doing with, how's my 401k? I don't even know what to do. You can go to Maxwell Insurance and Financial. They're located up there on Hilltop Drive next to Members First Credit Union. Give them a call at 221-0441 or just pop in. See if you can make an appointment. Thank you again, Sue. She's so great. Yeah. By the way, you know, my guest this morning is the one and only Susan Clark. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
And I just, you know, this was passed to me. Californians and visitors can enjoy free vehicle entry to participating state parks today in celebration of Martin Luther King, a federal holiday. The free admission is part of a broader effort to make state parks accessible to all Californians. According to the California State Parks Foundation, today is aligned with the California State Library Parks Pass, which offers free vehicle access to over 200 state parks for library cardholders. Governor Gavin Newsom proposed the 26-27 budget includes ongoing funding for the Library Park Pass, reinforcing the state's commitment to park accessibility.
And so mine, which was this year, yours might be predated, it says, Donald Trump did not remove MLK or Juneteenth as federal holidays, but his administration removed them from the National Park Service list of fee-free days, adding his birthday, June 14th, instead. A move met with criticism.
Yeah.
MLK Day and Juneteenth remain federal holidays, meaning government offices and banks are closed, but visitors must pay entry fees to national parks on those days and beyond.
Well, this was read on the news this morning, so I don't know. Sue pulled this down and handed it to me. So I, you know, everybody gets their news from, from whatever, but I'm just saying that this was official that you can get in there free today, and maybe it's because Newsom said if you've got a library park, you know, it's a pass. Now you were talking,
and
about,
it might be in California only.
Yeah, and you were talking about the mini march that's happening. So we looked it up. It starts in a Mission Possible building community. This event takes place today from 10 to 2 at Sequoia Middle School, and the march. But the mini march that we're talking about, if you can't gather at the courthouse and start the march, you can go from the First United Methodist Church on East, and there will be a group marching to join the main group. So whether it's parking, whether it's maybe it's not a longer walk.
Shorter walk, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely a shorter walk.
It's going to be a peaceful walk through downtown with local artists, musicians, and dancers. And like you talked about with the information booths featuring local organizations and initiatives. And a traditional part of the ceremony, of course, is the bell ringing. And it's free to everybody join in the community.
And food's free.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, that's a biggie.
I think food's free.
Wow.
Says presented by the Asphalt Cowboys. So
yeah, they're amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how have you been? So now that we've discussed MLK Day, and you talk about you want to talk about the elections. Do you want to talk about what's going on and what you thought about how the elections have come down and the new one that's going to be happening for Doug LaMalfa?
Right. So people are aware that we have redrawn some of the districts in California, but they certainly affect us right here in Shasta County. So Shasta County is now in District 2 instead of District 1. I kind of liked being in District 1 of the United States.
We don't want to have representation. I'm sorry. You know, that's the one thing that I think, you know, Carl MC did an event Saturday night. He did a moment of silence. And this is for the Backcountry Horsemen. And they all go up, and they know what it is to go up in these lands in order to preserve them. And how important it was, whether you agreed, people who agreed or disagreed, always loved that he really tried hard to represent the North State.
Doug LaMalfa.
Yes, he did.
I mean, he lived in the North State. He grew up in the North State.
He
raised his kids in the North State. He farmed in the North State.
He understood farmers and hardship. Where I am deeply concerned with somebody, I mean, we've even known from the Dollies, trying to bring people up out of Sacramento and north, to bring them up to where they're from, to just, they just don't have a clue.
So it's my understanding that, as you know, our new district, we'll call it District 2. We're in Shasta County. We might as well talk about Shasta County. So it goes across the top of California, just below the very top, goes across, and then it goes down into Marin and Coastal. You know, so what it is it's a combination now of a very rural area, Shasta County at all, and then much less and very wealthy coastal area. It's an interesting map that was drawn. And then what makes it even more interesting becomes the whole issue of Doug LaMalfa dying. That was sad. That was sad.
Completely.
You know? I mean, and it was
shocking.
Such a surprise. That was difficult for
still is.
For our area
yes.
and the politics in our area, which he knows very well. But this will change the people who run for office. I'm sure there will be some locally. There have been Doug LaMalfa is actually still District 1. We're in actually District 2 now. But we will also be changing our look at our candidates because of that.
Governor Gavin Newsom has issued a proclamation declaring a special election on August 4th.
Right.
And, of course, the purpose will be to fill the congressional seat for the 1st Congressional District.
Right. So keep in mind that in District 1, they will have a fill-in election for August 4th to go to the end of the term.
Mm-hmm.
And then in June, they're doing the primary for the same seat for the year starting in December, you know, following that election. So there are kind of two elections that will go on. Keep in mind that the election that's held on August 4th is not a primary. It's an election. So who wins that election serves until December and January,
mm-hmm.
and is seated then. When you have the primary and the election, you start next year. When you have the August 4th election, you start on August 5th or 6th, whoever wins.
Mm-hmm.
And you serve just until that other person or the same person, I'm presuming the same person runs, you know.
Do you think that there's going to be people from this area that are
running?
Going to run? Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think that's the strength that we bring, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. Keep in mind that Newsom was working at having more Democrats in the House of Representatives in Washington, D.C. So when the districts were redrawn, it included more Democrats. You know, it equaled out some of the districts that were very Republican. It was a pointed effort.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you look at the congressional district in two, it covers California North Coast, like you said, Marin, Mendocino, Humboldt, mm-hmm. Del Norte, Trinity counties. This is just like they're completely opposite, Trinity and the coast. Caltrans district.
And it's right smack in the middle of the two.
Okay, so
Caltrans.
Yeah, so in District 2, Caltrans, District 2, California Department of Transit Region, with main offices in Redding serving northeastern counties like Shasta, Siskiyou, Lassen. I don't know. I because there was news or something about the High Court overturning Prop 50.
But I think it was just resolved and it was not overturned.
Okay. Now that part I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I think that just happened in the last week or two.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that just happened in the last week or two. So, yeah.
I mean, you're with the League of Women Voters.
Yes, I am.
All right. So tell us, you know, you're going to have to switch gears a little bit and try to share. Like, people are just super confused. Like,
mm-hmm.
where
mm-hmm.
are we going?
Mm-hmm.
Leadership is completely changed with the death.
Mm-hmm.
Now what?
Well, leadership will change in the House of Representatives.
We got to take a break.
Okay.
Went right over time there. Okay. Well, okay. We'll be right
and
back.
And we'll be back with that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Lift every voice and sing. Till earth and heaven ring, ring with the harmony of liberty. Let our rejoicing rise high as the glistening sky. Let it resound.
dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets. The local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets. The local pros.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Indulge in an unforgettable evening at Turtle Bay's Chocolate After Dark.
Taking place two separate nights, Thursday, February 5th and Friday, February 6th, from 6 to 9 p.m.
at Turtle Bay Museum in Reading. Enjoy delicious chocolate treats, fine local wines,
live music, and a fun night out. Perfect for date night or a special treat for you and your friends.
This 21 and over event is too sweet to miss and sure to sell out.
Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay Museum, February 5th and 6th.
Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Look him up, too.
Good morning. Welcome back to our Monday edition of KCNR here, Martin Luther King Day. Alex is at the helm. This is Linda Bach. Carl's on assignment today. You are listening at 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio, always streaming at KCNR1460.com. Yeah, so we've got a lot of stuff going on, today with, you know, walks and marches and celebrations. I also want to say that if you see smoke in the air today, the California Fire Shasta Trinity Unit will be conducting a prescribed burn today, part of the vegetation management product. The Williams Ranch vegetation management reduced wildlife fuels across 500 acres of timber and brush. Prescribed burns will be carried out in small, manageable sections to ensure maximum safety and control. The project is scheduled to run today through Thursday, the 29th. Fire personnel will continuously monitor weather and fuel conditions to limit the potential for fire spread. Thank God. Residents and visitors in the Platina area can expect to see increased activity, including fire crews, equipment, and aerial resources during daytime and evening hours. Smoke may be visible in and around Platina community and could linger both during the day and overnight. Updates on this project and other fuel reduction efforts statewide are available through CAL FIRE So you can go to www.readyforwildfire.org, and they'll give you areas and updates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that we just got quite a big grant locally up here.
Excellent.
To deal with wildfires. So I think that's really grand that that happened. I think Heather Hadwick had that in her letter. For weekly letter.
Also updating you, giving you some information about today. Reading Electric Utility is offering residents the opportunity to try induction cooking at home by lending out induction cooktops to customers. Huh. Now, I've heard about this, but I've never cooked this way.
I've never cooked this way either, but yesterday I was at somebody's house for lunch, and they were cooking on it, and they hated it.
Well, you know, anything that's, you know, different. Okay. So induction cooking uses a copper coil beneath a glass surface to create a magnetic field that heats pots and pans directly while the cooktop surface remains cool to the touch. REU says this method is safer than gas and more precise than traditional electric cooking, allowing meals to cook faster while reducing wasted heat. Residents interested in participating can check out a cooktop at REU's customer service center located at 3611 Avtec Parkway.
So do you like just plug it in and put it on your stove you try and figure it out?
I really don't know
if you like it or not.
It says the walk-in center, you can customer service walk-in center to sign up and borrow a kit, which includes an induction cooktop, a compatible pot. Because I think you have to have cookware.
You have to have the right cookware.
Yep. And a pamphlet outlining the advantages and disadvantages of induction cooking. Customers may borrow the kit up to 3 weeks. Now, I know you like to cook. You're a great baker.
I cook.
The initiative is funded through public benefit funds intended to educate REU customers. So there's, you can try it.
I'm an REU customer.
Yeah. Thank God. Aren't you glad?
Oh, I know.
Oh, my God.
I have to tell you what happened to me over the holidays. So I went up to, my daughter has a ranch up in Aptos. Mm-hmm. And the wind blew and trees blew down. We had no electricity for 5 days. And at the ranch, if we don't have electricity, we can't pump water. So we do have a generator,
okay.
But I mean, it can't run a ranch,
right.
You know, so it runs the refrigerator and then she turns it on and pumps everything full down at the house,
okay.
Which isn't very much.
All right.
And she was saying, now mother, you have 30 seconds to take a shower.
Okay. Okay. Well, you know, you can do a French bath, as we would call it.
Yes.
You can do it for a couple days.
A little
but,
pat
yeah,
here.
There you go.
A little pat,
you know, what did they do? I always think back because I know that we had, we have an older home built in the 40s that's been built on.
Mm-hmm.
And we, had Alliance Heating Air out there, Friday. So we had new ducting. Yeah, I mean, just like it was a mess. And then, and so we didn't have heating then we didn't have a garbage disposal. And then all this stuff went out.
Mm-hmm.
Skunk came under the house. I mean, it's just been a party.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody partied at our house.
Mm-hmm.
And not in a good way.
I have raccoons.
So, yeah, there you go. We saw a couple on our, you know, alarm the other day too.
Yeah.
But I was thinking to myself, you know, rather than saying I don't have, I was thinking, in the terms of, and reading these books recently about, you know, that when people came over here and imagine Nebraska, the sod houses, people came and they dug out the side of a hill and lived inside the earth and walked a mile to get water.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that they didn't poop inside. There wasn't plumbing.
No.
So what?
Outhouses, we used to call them.
Yes, of course.
Outhouses.
Well, I remember, I grew up where, you know, I had relatives. My mom in Iowa, we're talking about, she, was born in 33, and she, all through her high school, she never had an indoor pot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But they had chamber pots.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that shaped her life, man.
Yeah.
She, in the snow in Iowa, can you imagine?
Yeah, but you know, a lot of people in the world live that way today.
Yep, they do.
You know,
and so,
I mean,
so I was thinking about the heating and the, you know, garbage disposal, and I thought, you know, what there's, you know, you just, you can deal with it. You just, you know, just think about what people did before they came before us, when they, these people who settled our area and the sacrifices they made for a better life, a better dream. To leave, you know, communist countries, where leave where they felt like they could create a brand new future in a land of opportunity.
I mean, you know, I've been watching the issue of Somali immigrants in Minnesota. Minnesota?
Yep.
Yeah. And, you know, those people came from nothing. Nothing. Can you imagine the adjustment that you would have to make to be an immigrant in this country? Much of the time, not all of the time, but much of the time, you know, even from Mexico, you know, from Venezuela, from Colombia. I mean, you know, a lot of the world doesn't live like us. We are damned lucky in this country.
Yeah. But, you know, I go back to, going to Ellis Island, and I know my grandmother came through, Ellis Island. And how many of the immigrants that came over on boats, from different areas around the world came through, and they really wanted to embrace the American dream, speak the language of English, follow rules. A lot of Italians, a lot of people stopped speaking their language and didn't want anybody in their family to speak the language. So maybe even at home.
They were becoming Americans.
And what's happening with a lot of immigrants is they do enclaves where they want to stay where they came from, and they don't want to integrate. And that's the, I think that can be a problem for a lot of people. Like, you know, why can't we just, you know, you're coming here. And I know there's a lot of, I know they feel that with a certain areas where people, I'm not going to say which religions or whatever. And they, and like they, that they stay within their own, don't want to integrate. And then they get upset with American laws.
We're tribal people.
Yep.
As people, we are tribal, and we live by our tribe's rules sometimes. And I've heard people say, you know, I live by my rules and not the country's rules, and that is a problem. That's a problem. I don't think it's a problem. It's an awareness thing.
Right. And on that note, we've got to take a break. We'll come back. We're going to do some shout outs to, some of our sponsors here, on KCNR, and we'll be right back. This is Linda Bach, Carl's on assignment, and I'm here with Susan, Citizens Advocating Respect. We've got one more segment here, and we want you to enjoy your Monday. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp, too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Reading, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Excuse me. Welcome back. KCNR, good morning on this Monday, MLK Day. We want to talk one more time about Susan. Susan here is Citizens Advocating Respect. And, you know, usually I haven't seen you in quite some time. Carl Mondays or I don't know. There's, like, things that he sicks me on I have to do, you know. And I'm like, okay, I'm supposed to be on the air. No, yeah. You go do this. I'm, you know. So,
but it's nice. I mean, I don't know if it's ever been just the two of us.
No, so let's refresh everybody about Martin Luther King holiday today and what is going on in the Reading area.
So basically it runs from 10 to 2. It's at Sequoia Middle School and it's at the Performing Arts Building, which is right on the road. So you can't miss it. People are a little panicky about that. Their theme this year is Mission Possible, Building Community, Uniting a Nation in the Nonviolent Way. So basically they start at 10 o'clock. They'll start at the Shasta County Superior Courthouse. And if you want a drive over to the courthouse from Sequoia Middle School, be there at 9:20. They will get you there. There's also a mini march from the United Methodist Church that can go from about 10:30. They'll start about 10:30 and walk to the same space, which is the Sequoia School. It's a much shorter walk for those who need that. There'll be bell ringing at 10:45. I'm going to warn you ahead of time. I think they'll be late with the bell ringing, but we'll do the best we can. The program and performances start at 11:30. Lunch is provided by the Asphalt Cowboys from 12:30 to 2. And I think they have burgers and hot dogs today. I think that's what they have. And they do have vegetarian burgers, I'm told. So people are invited to come and just celebrate in solidarity, being together, civil rights, service-oriented activities are really an important thing for this day. What can you do? What can you plan to do if you don't do it today? celebrate, you know, the life of Martin King, Martin Luther King.
Are you a sports lover? Do you watch football?
I do not watch football.
Okay, so it has been a big roller coaster season. and a lot of people love college ball. Well, tonight is the biggie.
I read that somewhere.
Ooh, tonight
I watched several Indiana games because of the people I was staying with, over the last month.
Miami.
Oh yeah.
And
yeah.
Indiana's been kicking butt, but the, Miami, it's like they're saying that the tickets are going, it's like Super Bowl prices. Minimum. $3,500. Okay.
I have to tell you, it's definitely not worth it to me.
Well,
I'm not a football. I didn't grow up in the United States, you know, so I didn't grow up with American football.
Right.
And it has been, a challenge over the years, you know, from time to time I learn a little bit about it or pick a team or I went to UCLA and they had a good team. But football to me is slow. I mean, I like basketball where you run up and down and blam things into the hoop, you know.
I don't know. I find that I've enjoyed it's almost like the Olympics when you get to this point and, you know, you think about the injuries and what it is to be, an elite athlete, and you have, you know, of course these are team sports. So what it is, I mean, the 49ers just took the biggest beating the other night and we watched it. We got back from Carlin seeing we watched that game until 1 o'clock in the morning and it was like everything that could go wrong would go wrong with injuries, et cetera.
It was a bit disappointing.
Oh, the score was just like, oh my God. Well, the final obstacle for many people in Miami, they spent the past two decades trying to reclaim its glorious past. So there's, you know, interviews this morning about people talking about my dad saying the good old days. And so there's so many people excited about that. It's going to be a great game. So, let's see what time is this.
Oh, good tonight. Grief. I might have to watch it.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a good all. And then now we got the playoffs with four seasons. Don't ask me who they are right now. I don't have it in front of me. But, that you know, the games have just been really, really exciting. I do know that we're going to go to a big Super Bowl event that we've been invited to. So
oh, how
that'll
fun.
Be, yeah.
How fun.
So it's always fun to – and I don't really have a dog in the fight. I just love to watch greatness. And what can happen.
And power. And
weather. And you don't know what's going to happen, like, you know, a visiting team or where they're going to go, what happens with flu, injuries. You just don't know what's going to happen, and that's the excitement of it. And I loved the World Series, loving watching the World Series, and, you know, just like watching greatness, and that's why I love watching ice skating and know that all those years of practicing and performing come into like a 3-minute moment.
That's right.
Well, it aligned perfectly. Yeah. Like when they do gymnastics, all the years, and many of these football players, they start with, you know, in
when they're
fourth grade.
Little wee things, you know.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you have to remember all the effort that went in from moms and dads and communities to help them get to this place. And so I think that's why our sports are so beloved by all, because you don't just get there walking off the street. You know, you get there through years and years and years of community and practice and sacrifices for not only themselves, but for a lot of other people. So I think that's why we like the Goliath. David and Goliath and all that stuff that happens during this season.
You know, and you can tell in Shasta County, certainly our sports and our kids in high school, you know, they get a lot of support and, they get team building, they get physical help, you know, taking care of their body, eating right. I mean, I think technically, you know, it's really a good thing for kids.
Well, our kids,
and I'm talking college too. No, I mean,
our kids did club sports, meaning our daughter Jennifer and Vince, their kids, which are our grandkids. And that meant it's expensive. They have to, not only they do high school, they did club sports. And so I remember we joined them one time in Vegas at a soccer tournament, and there were all these, she said, it is so much worth the money because it keeps them busy in sports. They're not on drugs. They don't have time to sit around. They're involved with their bodies. He, Michael did baseball. She did soccer. So anyway, it took a lot of sacrifices, and they would be one weekend here and somebody would be there another weekend. And it was tough, but it really formed them to be respectful, to be part of a community. And, to go get work and have jobs, because work was not too much for them.
And the one thing that we've left out is it really helps build relationships with your parents.
Right, right.
You know, who are helping you get somewhere, who are building those skills in you, reinforcing what's happening back here on the team. I think it's a darn good thing.
So Indiana, Miami tonight, and that's going to be an exciting
And I
day.
I guess you'll be watching.
Yeah, I think I will be watching because Carl's amped. Thank you so much for being with me this morning, Susan.
What
it's
a pleasure.
Always
a
pleasure.
What a pleasure.
And I want to have you back on when it comes to the League of Women Voters. I'd like to have like a group of the women come on and talk
Happy
about.
Happy to do that.
We need to get people to really get involved in what we can do locally.
Right. And we will be setting up a lot of candidates forums, a lot of issue forums. We'd love to come and talk about those.
Love to have that happen.
And do that kind of thing as well. So.
Well, thanks
we'll
for being, and thanks, Alex.
Thanks, Alex.
You're welcome.
We'll be here tomorrow. Carl, is coming back, and have a beautiful day. And you know what? Random acts of kindness. Do something nice for somebody today. And it'll also be good for your heart.
That's right.
Thank you so much. God bless.
Casey. Casey Nor, Shasta Red Ankle Center.